Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting third. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting 9th. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barrios. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. One out. Dan Boitano now pitching. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kim hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Nordhagen moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 0-for-1 in the game. Oglavie hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Britt Burns now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bando takes first base on ball 4. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 0-for-2 in the game. Oglavie hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lescano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kim hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Castro now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kim. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Kim steals second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing left field. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis strikes out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Thomas moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 0 for 3 in the game. Oglavie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Pryor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kim hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Moore reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molinaro moves to second. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molinaro scores. Baines moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to third. Bosley moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Ed Farmer now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.